these writers who were conscious of mediating to us divine reality. So where do you start? Well, the story is clear. Would you have said that her faith was great, or that her humility was great, or that her desire was great? She wanted her daughter healed. I don't care what you call me. Heal my daughter. And then we have this woman today, Edith Stein, one of the great, attractive saints of our day. It's nicely said in that life, but I mean, one of the reasons she didn't get an appointment right away into a professorship and a habilitation ship and all that goes on in Germany was because she was a woman. And then, of course, later on, because she was Jewish. And that retaliation, you see. When the Dutch bishops spoke up, the punishment was the Germans rounded up every Jew who had become a Catholic and killed them. That's the retaliation. So when a man speaks up, like Pius XII, he has to say, I'm sending X hundred people to martyrdom. And is there another way? And of course, then, foolishness of what's debated these days. That's never considered. Well, let's try to see. Let's make Edith Stein the lady in the text. Now, she's pleading for her people. And she's pleading for understanding. Her book is now in English. Her book on metaphysics is a marvelous thing. Now, what's driving her? Love. See, love for her people, like love for her daughter. But it's a directed love. It's an intelligent love. She's not sitting home wringing her hands and hoping something would happen to get rid of this demon. She goes to Jesus. Somehow there's something in that man from God. And I want it. For my daughter. For my people. And so she keeps going after it. And the Lord, who must just love her so much, sees her potential. He doesn't say, okay, go home, everything will be fine. He pushes her, pushes her, pushes her. So that her relationship to him gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Until there is real faith. You can do this. You're the Son of God. And then he says, as he says to few people, the other person, who is the other person whose faith is praised, especially in Matthew's Gospel? The centurion, both non-Jews, both pagans. So that's for our encouragement. And they're both, their children are healed at a distance. Which means, don't worry that you didn't see Jesus on earth. He's right here. Now, if you apply this, you see, to then heal my daughter. Heal my people. Heal my family. Heal. Well, and you never answer me. I mean, you know, either you're too busy, or you don't like me, or, you know, you've given up on me. Or, and Jesus is saying, why would you say that? Don't you know me any better than that? If I'm not answering you right away, it's out of a fire of love for you. Do you understand? I'm looking at you for all eternity with me. I want you to grow. I want you to be a saint. I'm not a super Coca-Cola machine. You need something put in your quarter and out comes a Coke. I mean, I need a healing. Boop. Okay, thank you, Jesus. But what good would that do? No. He calls her. And so it takes love. And it takes humility. But they are animated, enlivened, driven by faith. And so that's what's going on here. And the plan of Jesus, you know, to heal the whole Gentile world, the whole world, not just somebody here and there. So do we go to Jesus that way now? Say, Lord, heal our world, heal our church, heal the mess in Lebanon. You're not hearing us. You're not paying any attention to us. Listen to him say, you really think that's true? You really think I don't pay attention to you? You really think I don't love you? You really think my heart is not broken every day when I see what's going on? I'm waiting for my body to come alive, to give themselves to me, so that my body on earth, which is my presence on earth, will be strong and holy and pure and courageous and stop this stuff. It's like we had the other day, the multiplication of the loaves in Matthew, right? Did you notice what happened there? They come to Jesus and say, listen, Jesus, you know, teaching and preaching, you know, that's nice. But I mean, now the rubber hits the road. These people are hungry. You better send them away and get something to eat. And Origen, the great mystic, says, and what did Jesus reply? Do you really think by sending them away from me, they're going to get something they can't get with me? Do you think I only care about their doctrine, that I don't care about their bodies? Do you understand? These are the disciples, and they're dumb, just like us. You really think that you send them away from me to take care of these issues because I don't care or I can't do it? So we should pray to Dave, especially, you know, you imagine how Edith Stein, what she's doing right now, praying, working, moving, like Therese, you know, doing good on earth. Don't you think this mess breaks her heart? So let's stand and pray. That the whole church of God will rise up in holiness and be like this woman.